SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
How good is it to be Territorian tonight?
The Northern Territory has a new government. Though the election was widely predicted to be close, the Country Liberal Party has convincingly ended Labor's bid for a third consecutive term in power. That means Leah Finocchiaro is the incoming Top End's chief minister.
As a born and bred second generation territory kid, the granddaughter of Italian migrants, I grew up living an iconic territory childhood, hunting, camping, fishing, and playing outside. I always knew the territory was a special place, and I was lucky to be a Territorian. Growing up here, I felt the energy and opportunity that the Territory would give me. I have always felt blessed and proud to be Territorian.
It's the result that many voters appear to have been expecting, like this man, Brett Rawlings, from the seat of Whangarei. He says he's wary about what to expect from a new CLP government.
No one's talking about policies, it's just promises and then slagging off the other side and things like that. So, look, I think the CLP will get in. But I just hope they remember when they're celebrating tonight that 8 years ago they were nearly wiped out because of the terrible behaviour and the dodgy behaviour that the government did last time.
But for Leah Finocchiaro, the country's Liberal Party's decisive win represents a turning point in the territory's future.
Territorians have used their voice to stand up against Labor, who have taken them for granted for far too long. Territorians have stood up against nearly two decades of escalating crime, an economy going backwards, and the erosion of our once iconic lifestyle. But tomorrow is the start of a new day and a new chapter.
The incoming chief minister says taking action to reduce crime will be her immediate priority.
The great people of the Northern Territory have spoken loud and clear. They want to live in a safe community where our police are supported with better laws as we address the root causes of crime. They want to live in a territory that is thriving, a place that's easy to do business, and there are opportunities for people now and for our kids into the future. A place where the can-do spirit is alive. A place where we live free to enjoy our vast natural landscapes. A place that we can be proud to live and proud to be Territorian. The heartbreak of watching families, friends and colleagues pack up and leave the Territory because they cannot see a future here ends today.
The ALP managed to secure only 25.9% of the primary vote, and Chief Minister Eva Lawler was ousted from her seat in Drysdale. She has used her concession speech to say it's been an honour to lead the Northern Territory.
It has been an absolute privilege to be Chief Minister of the Northern Territory. It's also been an absolute privilege to be the member for Drysdale, probably the best seat in the whole of the Northern Territory, a seat that I've been very proud to be the local member. It has also been a privilege to be a minister in the Northern Territory government for 8 years. And I'm proud... And I'm proud of the tough fight, hard fight that we've fought in this campaign. Unfortunately, we haven't got over the line tonight. It looks like I've lost my seat, and I know some of our great candidates and great members have also lost their seat as well tonight.
The result has already attracted attention from the federal opposition, who says it's a signal for the Labor government. Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Lee has told Sky News that the federal government must take note of what the people are saying.
Because this was not just an indictment on Eva Lawler, Natasha Files and the Territory Labor team, but also on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for leaving the people of the Territory behind, not understanding the wealth, the prosperity, the optimism that's usually here in the top end. And we've had so much holding us back.
But as far as Labour is concerned, Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles says they're not worried.
The issues that were at hand in this election were territory-based issues, law and order being front and centre, and I think that's clearly what people are seeing as being the driving issues in respect of this result. But, you know, as I said, we look at every election very closely and we'll do the same in respect of this one.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.